starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller. Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen. George Cleveland as Gramps. And, of course, Lassie.
Hey! Now look what you made me do!
Lassie, go on back to the car. Go on now. This is a game for people, not for dogs. I know what the trouble is. We gotta have something tighter around our leg. Give me your belt.
My belt?
Yeah, we can wind it around real tight and then buckle it. Sit up. Give me your leg.
Hey, that's too tight.
It's gotta be tight.
We gotta be like one person with three legs.
Never heard of one person with three legs. Now get up. How? Well, push with your arms and bounce on your other leg. Now, turn around. Now, when I say ready, set, go, move the middle leg first. Ready, set, go.
Get in there. Now you stay there.
Cider, Bertie. Yeah, I just brought two jugs, but if you do, they'll just have to drink cherry.
Don't worry about it, Ellen. And thanks for filling in for me.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. Oh, there you are. I'm ready to leave.
Can we have some cider, Mom? We worked real hard, but we got down good now.
Oh, all right. Treat both of you. Now, you meet me at the car. And don't dawdle.
Okay.
Give me a cherry, please.
Oh.
Bye-bye,
Bye.
Don't wander off now.
We're leaving.
Get the car. Come on. Get in. Jeff! Jeff! Come on, dear.
Where's Lassie?
In the back.
Mm-hmm.
Harry. It's all right, Chester. It's us. He's hurt. He was limping. Do something, Harry.
Easy, boy. Easy. There. Here, in front of the headlights, we can see better. Easy, fella.
Oh, feels like a thorn. Get my tweezers out of my purse. Okay. Poor Chester. Did you think we deserted you?
Here.
Now hold still, Chester. There. It's out. Chester, come back! Chester! Come back, Chester! Well, don't stand there, Harry. Do something.
What am I going to do?
Go after him. He'll get lost in the woods.
So will I. It's pitch dark in there. Chester! Chester!
All right, I'll go.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Now, listen to me, Ida. Am I going to have our lives ruined by a dog that doesn't even belong to us? A dog we've only known for 3 days.
That's just it. He doesn't belong to us. But we're responsible for him. If we lose him, we'll have to pay Claire and Jim $1,000. And we can't afford it.
All right, now calm down. We'll go back to the motel and call the police or the sheriff or whatever they've got up here. They'll find him. You can't lose a big dog like that.
Oh.
Stop it now. Get in the car. Everything's going to be all right.
Jeff, put those empty jugs in the basket in the barn, would you please, dear?
Okay. Last stop, all out. Come on.
What's the matter here? What's going on?
Gramps, look, it isn't Lassie. It's another collie.
What are you talking about?
It's not Lassie.
What's all the excitement?
We didn't bring Lassie home. We brought another collie.
Easy now, boy, easy. Nobody's gonna hurt you. That's a good dog.
Well, then where's Lassie?
I don't know.
Come on now. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on, boy.
There's a boy. Come on.
Oh, it's all my fault. I put him in the car. But I thought it was Lassie.
Close the door. Close the door.
He's frightened. Jeff, get him some fresh water.
Can't make out the license tag on this.
Everybody thinks about him, but nobody's thinking about Lassie. Nobody cares where she is.
Darling, of course we care, but Lassie can take care of herself. This dog's a stranger.
Get the glass, son.
Seven or a nine. Take a look here.
65937. Canton, Ohio.
Out of state. Now, where does that leave us?
Probably someone traveling through. I noticed some city people at the bazaar.
Wait a minute. Where's the other one?
See if he's in the barn, Jeff. Poor thing. He's probably frightened. Strange house, strange people.
It's not in the barn.
What are we going to do?
Nothing to do now.
I feel responsible.
Why?
Because I put him in the car thinking it was Lassie. Now he doesn't even have his collar on.
Well, call Clay Horton. The owner's probably reported him lost by now. Tell him what happened, and that ends your responsibility.
You want me to call Clay, Mom?
Oh, would you, dear? I'd like to get out of these clothes, and I want to put my hair up.
Sure.
I'm going to read the paper.
Hello, Jenny? Jeff. Fine, thanks. Jenny, would you ring Clay Horton for me, please? This ought to teach you a lesson. Never get into strange cars. That other dog hadn't gotten into the car when Mom... Hello, Clay? Jeff Miller. Fine, thanks. She's fine, too. So's he. Clay, did anybody report a lost collie dog? They did? Mom! I was just calling Mom. No, we haven't got him now. Well, you see, what happened was we were at this church bazaar and Mom made a mistake. She thought she was putting Lassie in the car and all the time she was putting this other dog in.
What you screaming about?
Clay knows about the dog.
Oh.
Oh, I was just talking to Gramps. Wait a minute. Here's Mom. Clay knows all about it.
Hello, Clay. Fine. Jeff says you know about the collie.
Who owns him?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Yes, we had him here, but he ran away. We still have his collar and license. What? Oh, Clay, you must be joking.
What is it?
Well, Clay, it was completely accidental. Now, you don't think for a minute that I'd... I don't know if anyone saw me. What difference would that make? No, I don't think there's anything you can do. We'll just try to find him. All right. Thanks, Clay. Goodbye. $1,000.
Reward?
No. He's a champion show dog. And he's worth $1,000. His name's Chester. His owners are in Europe, and some people named Houston are taking care of him. They were at the bazaar tonight. They're out looking for him now.
What are you all head up for?
Jeff, do you think if you and Lassie looked around, you might find the dog?
Now, they ain't going out looking for a dog in the middle of the night. You can wait till morning.
By morning, he might be 20 miles from here.
Well, it's too bad, but people should take care of their animals.
They took care of him. They put a collar and a license on him. That's all the law requires. And then I came along, put him into our car, brought him home, and lost him. Of course, if you have an extra $1,000 you'd like to pay out.
What for?
For taking their dog and then losing him.
I never heard such crazy talk in my life. I got a crawl full of it. I'm going to finish the paper.
Mom, I'm sure Lassie and me could... Lassie and I could find the dog.
Gramps would be furious if you went looking now.
But suppose we didn't go looking. Suppose Lassie and I just went out for a little walk.
How long a walk?
Not long, just around, a little. Didn't you have to set your hair or something?
My hair? Oh, yes. Thank you.
Find him.
right, I want to tell you, driving around on country roads at night looking for a dog is absolute madness.
What's that up ahead?
A man, not a dog.
Stop and ask him.
Ask him what?
Just stop. Excuse me, but you haven't by any chance seen a collie dog wandering around, have you?
Are you the people who lost the dog?
Yes. Have you seen him?
Well, let me tell you something, lady. My daughter-in-law never stole that dog, and we ain't paying no $1,000. If you trained him right in the first place, he wouldn't keep jumping into cars. You can't blame us.
Just a minute. Whose car did he get into?
Why, mine. That is the family car.
Well, where is he now?
I'll handle this, Ida. Where's the dog, mister?
How should I know? Look, anybody says my daughter-in-law stole that dog's got to answer to me.
Where is he?
Say, quit saying that, will you? I'm not a mind reader.
Get behind the wheel, Ida.
Hey, turn loose of me.
We're taking you into the constable, mister.
Are you crazy?
Harry, be careful.
You're an old man. I don't want to hurt you. Please get in the car.
Jeff!
Lassie!
Go ahead, Ida.
Lassie! You found him, Lassie. Good girl.
But we gotta get home. Gramps is in trouble. I heard him yelling.
It seems to me it was an unavoidable accident, Mr. Miller, and I think the best thing to do is forget it.
Now, you listen to me, Clay Horton. I'm a citizen, and I got rights. These here people shanghaied me off of the public highway and drug me into town. Now, I want them arrested for assault and battery and kidnapping.
Oh, please, Dad. It was all a terrible mistake, Mr. Miller.
You going to arrest them, Clay, or do I have to go over your head and call the sheriff?
Well, I really think, Mr. Miller, that it...
Nobody cares what you think.
Dad!
You're the law, and I tell you I want him arrested.
Well, if you put it that way.
Just a minute.
Harry.
If you're going to prefer charges, so are we. Constable, I demand the arrest of Mrs. Miller for willfully absconding with this valuable dog.
You got your dog back, didn't you?
That has nothing to do with it. The act of theft was committed, and whether or not the stolen article was recovered has no bearing. I happen to be a lawyer. And whether you like it or not, I want to tell you, Mrs. Miller can be held for grand theft.
Gramps, it was all my fault. If I hadn't have sent Lassie back to the car, she and Chester never would have got mixed up. Please don't let Mom get arrested.
Oh, don't worry, dear.
Please, Gramps.
Do as you see fit. So you let him go scot-free. And you shame me in front of Clay Horton.
Bye now. They're gone now. You can relax.
I won't forget this. You mark my words.
Mom, look what Mr. Houston gave me for finding Chester. $20.
That was very nice of Mr. Houston.
Gramps?
What?
They shouldn't have given me the $20. They should have given it to you because it was you that had all the trouble. So you take it.
No.
Please, Gramps, if you won't take it for yourself, take it and save it for May. And you promised to show me how you won the three-legged race back in 94, so...
92.
92, so the Porky and me can win tomorrow.
All right, you come on the setting room, and I'll show you.
You may not know it, Lassie, but it was Shakespeare who said, "All's well that ends well."